Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, Maria is ready to go. Before we even talk to her, you guys, I wanted you to check out her son's pictures.
Okay.
And what his hair looks like when he goes to middle school every day. He's got himself kind of a bit of a mohawk there. It's cut really close on the sides. Mm-hmm. And it's not one of those mohawks that you see that's waxed up, you know, like a foot. Where you can pick it out of a crowd.
Right.
He definitely has a mohawk, but it looks more like a caterpillar crawling down the middle of
his head.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a stripe, but it's not a big, huge, tall one.
No. Well, the school that he goes to in Henry County, I believe, Maria is going to tell us, not real happy with his haircut at all. So much so that they kicked him out of school. Hi, Maria.
Oh. Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm not happy.
I have bet. Well, go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
My son got his hair cut over the weekend. He's had mohawks throughout the year. He had his hair cut on Friday. He goes to school on Tuesday, and 5 minutes later he calls me that he has to go home because he has a mohawk, and he can't be in school with a mohawk.
But he's had one all year?
He's had one throughout. He does different things with his hair, spikes it up and all that kind of stuff, so he's had one periodically throughout the year.
Okay, now this is an important fact right here. So what you need to do for us is describe what some of his other haircuts have been up until this point. Have they been sort of outrageous and attention-grabbing?
No, never. Just little spikes, you know, with the gel. Never attention-grabbing. He's just very picky about his hair.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so he calls me on Tuesday and says, I got to go pick him up. So, you know, I'm like, I don't understand. You've had a mohawk throughout the year at other times. So I turn around and I go back to the school, and the lady in the office tells me that the principal said he had to go home. So I'm like, well, go get whoever it is I need to talk to, and I want to see in a handbook where it says mohawk. I want to see the word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they bring me the book, and the book doesn't say mohawk. It says extreme hairstyles that may cause the other kids to not learn. He's got, like, he had, because he doesn't have it anymore.
She writes in her email, it was officially an extreme hairstyle that would interfere with learning or cause a disruption of the educational environment, is what the handbook says, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So the debate is over.
Well, it's interpretation.
It's interpretation.
Yeah. The word extreme.
Subjective. Well, let me ask you.
Left up to the principal of that of the school. My other son has a mohawk, went to school, principal says, I like your hair, and he goes into the school fine.
Now, that's in the same county, but a different school.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me ask you about your son's behavior in school. I mean, is he a good kid? Does he get good grades? Or is he a disciplinary problem?
No, he's a good kid. He gets good grades. All of his teachers have good things to say about him. I mean, he's not a problematic child.
Has he ever been sent to the principal's office for anything other than his haircut?
He did it one time, but that was a long time ago, and it wasn't even a principal's office. It was assistant principal, so he never talked to a principal.
Well, the assistant principal's always the one that, you know,
good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. That's how it was in our school. Like, principal hands.
Principal's office, I don't want to go in there.
Principal hands out of words, but his principal hands out detention.
Come to find out later on in the day, the lady who I spoke with wasn't even the principal. She was the assistant principal of the school.
Is she the one who asked your child to leave? Because that's who you need to talk to.
Yes, she is. But I'm going to go back today to speak with the principal because I had reported it to the school board.
So I want to go back to you saying that he's had that same haircut.
Periodically throughout the year, he's had mohawks.
Okay, no. Now, what Melissa's asking you is, has he had the same haircut, the same type mohawk, in different times throughout the year?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Has never been a problem up until last week.
Exactly.
Well, that's totally inconsistent then.
That's weird, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's been the same assistant principal and same principal at school all year long.
Yes.
So it's extreme now, but it wasn't extreme a couple of weeks or a couple of months ago.
It's extreme. scream when they have 4 days left of school.
That's crazy.
That
four
is
days
crazy.
Left of school. Hey, Nick, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. I had long hair back in high school in the late 90s, and every 3 weeks they would send me home from school because my hair was past the collar.
Mm-hmm.
And it just got ridiculous. So I went in front of the school board and tried my case, and they just would not hear it. They would not, you know, change their ruling at all. And finally, I just gave up and just shaved my head.
And that was acceptable because there are so, I mean, let's say you shave your head, you go bald, you come into school. If a principal decides that that's an extreme style and that you're interfering or disrupting the educational environment, then you're booted out anyway.
Yeah, I would think somebody shaving their head bald would be more disruptive than his haircut.
There's just some inconsistencies going on here, you know, that just don't make any sense.
That's
first,
you
got four days left in the school year. Mm-hmm. He's had the exact same haircut in previous weeks or previous months, according to you. And they've never said a word to you about it before.
No.
Yeah, I think that's the problem I have. Because, I mean, if there's rules, there's rules. And if it's up for interpretation, I mean, unfortunately, they're, you know, they can enforce these rules. But if they have not said anything before this, then that's where, you know, I think it's unfair that they kicked your kid out.
Yeah, I think you're right there. But
well, he went back to school because he had to get rid of the mohawk. My husband took him, got rid of the mohawk, and took him back to school. My husband leaves the office. One of the ladies in the office refers to my son as the Mohawk Kid. They all know his name.
Are you sure he didn't wear it in spikes?
No. You can see the picture. I took that as
soon
as
I
got in the car. It was not in spikes. Hmm. No. He's not a kid to go against the rules or anything. I mean, he's, no.
Was there, like, because I'm just wondering what happened that day that's different than the other times, because the key is it disrupting class. So I wonder if there was a disruption in the class he was in. Did they say anything?
Yeah, there's such strange inconsistencies here that I'm wondering if you argued. Let's say we had the principal or the vice principal on. What would their take on this whole thing be?
Class hadn't even begun. I dropped them off, like, at 7:57. Mm-hmm. Went to the cafeteria with the other kids. Class hadn't even begun yet.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't, and like you said, it's not spiked up. It's you have kids that go to school, like the first caller said. At his school, they have hair down to their shoulders, and that's not a disruption. You have these kids that go to school with all these lines in their heads and a Nike sign and stuff like that, and that's not a disruption. And I'm confused because that, to me, is more of a disruption, the little lines through the head, than him having a slight mohawk.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Good. I work for Henry County also, and I will tell you, I'm sure other school boards do it also, but they leave the handbook very vague so that they can use it at their discretion, because I will tell you, as working for Henry County School System and any other school system, you will see kids come out in the morning and come back in the afternoon, especially females dressed a certain way, and there's been nothing done about it. A hairstyle, to me, that's not cause to, you know, kick him out of school for the last 4 days of school. When I see females dressed with, you know, skirts way up high and high heel shoes, like they should be dancing in a shoe show.
But here's the inconsistency here, Melissa.
Shoe show?
Is that I understand that the handbook is very vague because each principal and each vice principal are going to have their different interpretations of it. But
right.
If he had the same hairstyle for months and months and months, they've been interpreting it as okay up until this point.
Right, exactly. And if this principal or vice principal, whoever saw him this time, maybe didn't see him last time and saw him and said, oh, well, you know. And it also depends on the day they're having, I'm sure. That's why they leave it so vague.
Yeah, I just think that it has to be rooted in something he said in the classroom or walking in. You know what I mean? To me, it seems like their excuse to discipline him for something else. Did he tell you any interaction he had?
No, he's very, no.
And I might be confused. Like, did he wear a mohawk throughout the school year?
Not throughout the whole year. He's had it at one time or another. And I'd say more than 10 times, more than 15 times throughout the year, he's had a mohawk. He's very finicky about his hair. He constantly changes his hair, you know, gets different haircuts.
But how, like, and I'm not sure, I'm just...
Sometimes he has it a little longer, other times it's in a mohawk.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure that we're, because I agree that there's got to be something else, so just so that we're representing the facts accurately, is it physically possible to have and then not have a mohawk 15 times during a 9-month school year?
Yes, it is. His hair grows fast, and he can actually, if his hair's grown out, he can still make a mohawk.
Wow. Yeah, I know guys who change their hair all the time, and guys' hair, if they grow fast, then you can change it fast.
He's in middle school. He doesn't have a whole lot of control over expressing himself, like, and through his hair is the way he's able to do it.
Yeah, this is such a bizarre conversation as a guy that grew up in San Diego, where everybody sort of strives to be independent from each other, and you have the weirdest haircuts and the weirdest way to dress, and it was encouraged by our teachers in San Diego, but it's a little more conservative out here.
Right.
And the counties are a little more conservative, so this would be a problem.
But I just, yeah, it doesn't make any
sense. I'm guessing
sense
you went to
me.
A school where they were partying with the students, Bert.
Good morning. Kier, you're on the Bert Show, Q100.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you kind of just touched on what I think the core issue is, and we're not even really talking about it. You know, we're kind of arguing over their interpretation of this rule and when it's right to apply it and when it's not. But the whole rule is absurd. I mean, these kids, we don't give them much these days, you know. They're so in their own lives in MySpace, and we're arguing about whether or not this kid's hair is too long or too short or too cut.
We've had
who are they hurting?
We've had the same Footloose conversation for decades.
Where's the independence?
Yes, how do
dance,
you get
Kevin Bacon,
yes,
dance.
Right. Get in your Volkswagen Bug and go to the barn and do gymnastics, damn you.
You know what? I'm going to go to an empty warehouse with a beer bottle and get mad and throw the beer bottle
in
and
right.
dance. I'm going to dance, damn it, with a mohawk.
That's right.
Hey, Maria, let us know how it turns out. But, I mean, if your story is accurate, you certainly have a case.
Yeah, and I'm more angry now when he told me that he went back to school, that the comment that he was a Mohawk kid and kids were making fun of him yesterday at school when he went back than I was before the whole situation even began.
And with 4 days left
in
the school year, some may write.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't even want to go back to school because they were making fun of him now because he doesn't have hair.
So he's been made fun of now. He wouldn't be made fun of before. But now that they kicked him out and he had to cut his hair and he came back, now they're making fun of him.
Well, they're making fun of him because he got in trouble.
So now it's a disruption of the classroom.
Yeah. Right, now it's a disruption.
Never had a haircut like he has now.
Maria, let us know how it all turns out. But like I said, I think if everything you're saying is accurate, you certainly have a good case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
I have a friend who got the most bizarre offer recently. Well, I don't think it was recent, but he told me the story recently. He had gone through a really tough time because his dog had passed away. And this is a dog he just absolutely loved. And he's this, you know, single guy. So this was his companion, right? And so he lost the dog and was having a really, really tough time. Well, one of his friends came over, and this has been a girl friend of his, but not girlfriend. They've never had anything romantic, completely platonic relationship, but she's one of his best friends. And she comes over to console him about the dog's death and him having to put the dog down and all this kind of stuff, whatever. And they're talking, and he's just so down in the dumps that she actually offered to sleep with him to put him in a good mood.
She felt so badly for him that she gave him sympathy sex.
Well, she offered it.
Yeah.
He didn't take it.
What?
He didn't take the offer, but she offered it. She's
how are you
like, going to
take? I mean, that's dead dog sympathy sex.
What? I would have taken
and
it.
That's like common.
You would have?
Yeah.
The
really?
Whole 2.5 minutes, you're going to be thinking about your dead dog.
I'll get past
that's
that.
That's what he said. He's like, I couldn't get past the what was like making me sad. And like, you know, he was like, I just was so down in the dumps and I was just so in this other state of mind that I couldn't take her up on it.
Did he get like a rain check?
I was like,
he wasn't attracted to her.
Who does that? And would I ever think about that? Like as like a sympathy offering. I mean, I would offer to cook dinner for a friend. You know what? I'll make you dinner. Or you know what? Let's go out. Let's.
No, no,
I'll
no,
buy
no.
you some a round of drinks. Let's.
Shots she's attracted
that's
to him.
Not nearly as fun.
I don't believe she wasn't attracted to him.
And it they've totally stayed was. Friends, and they've never hooked up. I mean, and this was maybe, I think he told me his dog, I think his dog passed away maybe a year ago. And they're still really great friends, best friends, known each other for 15 years.
I think it's a reverse, you know how you talk about how guys hang around if they're attracted to somebody and they'll be friends until something happens and they're able to pay off on it?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a reverse case of that. I think that
she
has had a crush
on him the whole
dude.
Time.
And wanted him the whole time, and this was an end.
This was the chance.
Okay, ladies, if you're looking for an in to have sex with a guy, you don't have to wait till there's a corpse of a dog in the garage. Like, just a heads up, I know You guys can't imagine this because you got to talk about it and analyze it. Ooh, I mean, if you want to have sex with a guy, yes, you want to have sex with a guy. Wendy, you see a guy this week and you want to have sex with him. Show him your boobs.
Women
Done.
Can't do that, though.
That's it.
They can't because then they think that they're skanky if they do that.
Well, so
they,
if women
then
go
you
around,
think they're skanky if they do that.
Oh, you're not skanky if you're going to have sex because there's a dead dog?
But see, she had never
that makes
offered
you, that makes you compassionate.
She had never
How
offered
is that
it before.
In a woman's mind is what I'm saying. She can't just offer sex or show her boobs because that's skanky. But if she's offering she's, sex because he's so down, in her mind, that's she's comforting him. That's compassionate.
Sweet. You're a death whore.
She was comforting him. She felt sympathetic for what he was going through. She wanted to help put him in a better mood. He said any other day he would have taken her up on it. Any other time. If
Melissa,
she had offered it, yes. He would have gone there, but he couldn't do it.
She's a skank.
No, she's not.
Seriously. This woman? Why is she skank?
First of all, I can't believe that you're endorsing any situation where a guy isn't having sex.
How am
so you're
I?
Selling out all guys right now.
I think guys
They've
have,
been best friends for a really long time.
Then she doesn't have to wait for the dog to die.
That's the only reason she offered it.
Right.
She could offer it because
you're thinking
I don't know,
like a dude.
She didn't want to.
You gotta think like a woman. Here, listen to me. You gotta think like a woman. She can't just offer him sex randomly or she's skanky. So this was a reason for her to go, hey, I'm being compassionate.
She's still skanky.
Not in her head.
She's never offered before
she's
or
never
since.
Offered.
And creepy.
She's never even showed her her boobs.
So, but see, Jeff, you're contradicting yourself because you're saying if a girl wants to have sex with a guy, they show the boobs. We're like, you can't do that because she should be skanky.
No.
And so here's a case where but you're calling her skanky because she offered him sex.
No, I'm saying that if you're a girl and you walk up to a guy and you go, hey, you want to have sex? You show him your boobs. That makes you a little skanky, right?
How should she do it?
That's a little New Orleans.
Yeah, that's skanky, right? But I'm saying just because a dog
Why
died.
Are we yelling?
I don't know. I'm
passionate about this sympathy.
I have no idea why I'm so fired up with this.
Bonnie, go ahead. Bonnie. Hello?
Hi. Bonnie.
I would have hung up too.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Go ahead. Hi.
Oh, okay, sorry. Am I on the voice of Scouter?
Yes.
Okay.
You're safe.
Okay, good. All right, well, this guy was really down, and, like, it was his birthday, and he threw this big birthday party, and absolutely no one showed up.
He was feeling like a loner, feeling like a loser.
Oh, boy.
That sucks.
Yeah, and so, I kind of got drunk and got the nerve up to do it, and I just, did it for him, and I felt kind of better for him, but then really nasty.
Good for you. You jumped on the grenade.
Did you tell him, I feel bad. It's your birthday. I'll do it with you.
No, she didn't do that.
Absolutely not. No, I was not mean. I was actually nice to him, but I was just felt dirty after it.
I applaud you.
That's a case where I could understand you not being attracted to him, but just like, that is true sympathy.
I absolutely applaud you.
Bonnie, when all was said and done, did you feel a little skanky about the whole thing?
She just said she did.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
What?
Yes, but...
She's being sweet.
But you're proving Bert's point, Jeff.
What?
Him saying that women can't do it because they feel skanky. You said, no.
Don't make her feel
and
skanky
now you're telling
about
all
it.
The women skanky.
She volunteered sex for a guy out of compassion.
Why
are you talking that down?
I'm not. I just want someone to acknowledge that it's skanky.
It's not.
It's not. I don't think it's skanky.
It's sympathetic.
That's why Bonnie took so long to talk, because she wanted to make sure she's on the voice disguiser. So when is a woman not skanky but can offer a guy sex? How can she do it, Joe?
After she's married and having sex with her husband, who's the guy she lost her virginity to.
Hey, Tiffany, you're on the voice disguiser. Go ahead.
When do you think?
Right. Oh, that's funny.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I've given somebody sex before to my friend. He had just broken up with his girlfriend. They've been going out for, like 5 years.
Yeah.
And they broke up. He was really down, and I felt... So bad for him, and we've been friends for so long, and we're just so comfortable with each other that it was just like, hey, let's just do it. Let's just get your mind off it. Let's just do it.
You were trying to build his confidence back.
Right.
Good for
you. Were
you
attracted to him at all before that, while he was dating this other girl?
I mean, we were really close, but there was never anything, like, really emotional about it. It was like having a really close girlfriend, but it's just a guy. We were just always really close.
How was the sex?
It was great.
Oh, really? See, it paid off. I hope you learned a valuable lesson here.
She was waiting for her moment, and then when he broke up, I don't care what your reason was for it.
Good for you. And you were repaid with good sex. See?
That's right. Everybody catching
that?
And we're still great friends.
I'm now wondering how many guys use the sympathy card to get it.
Serious?
Now what tragedy did you make up?
Did you make up in order to have
sex? In order
sex?
To get sympathy sex.
How did you make yourself cry in order to get sympathy
There's going to be guys going home, I can't believe my dog died. You don't have a dog. It already has four times. You got four ferrets and a habit trail in the living room, you loser. I've got a dog.
Habit trail.
That's a reason to have sex with them right there. You have ferrets and a habit trail. You need sex.
If you're an adult male with an operating habit trail.
That has orange tubes attached to your wall.
Yes. Somebody needs that.
What's worse, if you went home and he lived with his parents, or you went home with him?
Yeah,
and
trail.
Like the whole, like a whole highway of it, not just like one small pipe, but like all connecting and a whole city of habit trails.
Yeah, I think I'd rather see mom and dad sit on the couch.
Hey, ladies, listen, go to PetSmart and wait to see a guy buying cedar chips, and that's the one you're going to have sex with.
My mom and dad helped me put together this habit trail. They're just in the room right next door.
You want to come upstairs and meet my beta fish?
Hey, Sean, you're on Q100 High. Sean? Yellow.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, I'm Morgan, but okay.
Yes, you are.
I actually was calling because I married my husband after we had sympathy sex.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, well, I would
It was back in college, and he had a really big job interview, and he didn't get it, and we were good friends. So I went over to make him dinner, and we had some drinks, and then one thing led to another, and we had sympathy sex, and started dating, and then a couple years later, we got married, and now I've been married for 5 years.
So I'm assuming then, and here, ladies, I want you to hear this. I'm assuming the sympathy sex was good.
Yes, it was.
All right, so that's what we're hearing is like, if you're thinking about it.
So if a guy gets the offer for sympathy sex, you better step it up.
I guess he was trying to make up for his sadness, but it was good sex. So I stuck around, and now we're married.
Good
it's
for you.
Pretty good.
If your husband's a smart man, he is applying for jobs and not getting them every single week. He's at CVS. I like to be a pharmacist, but I'm a felon. I used to be a drug dealer. Can I have a job? No. Oh.
Good morning, Q100.
What's up? Hey. I offered a sympathy. Well, I didn't offer. He asked me for it. He's my friend for 3 years. He was having a hard time. He failed his class in school. I was passing my class. I felt bad for him. Still had my job. He lost his job. He came over for tutoring. It was terrible, though. And in the morning, he tried to get up and ask for more. And I was like, hey, that was that night. That feeling's gone, buddy.
Wait, I need to know something. I need to know the exact words he used when he asked you for sympathy sex, because that's about as low as it's going to get. So I need to hear what he said.
Just this one time or whatever. I've been just going through so much. You know, he had that anguished look on his face, like he was just so, like, just going through so much.
And he's this is such a stressful time right now. I'm failing this, I'm failing that. So will you just have sex with me?
Basically, just this one time.
Because you're his tutor, so he's like, you know what would really help me learn these books? Is if we took off all of our clothes and laid down together, and then we just did that.
When you said yes, did he say, really?
Yeah, you know what? Because he really didn't think it was going to work, and he looked so surprised for a second, and I was like, hey, we better hurry up and get this over with.
He won the Vaj lottery. He didn't think she was really going to say.
I love how he tried it again the next morning. Look, I'm still feeling bad.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, like I said before, I think we've probably all been here. You know, you go out to like P.F. Chang's. It's like the ultimate leftover food.
Leftovers are almost better than the first time you have it.
Yes, man, especially at like P.F. Chang's. So you have it on Wednesday night. And you wrap it all up, and you bring it into the office, you put it in the fridge, and all you could think about from 8 in the morning until noon is getting your hands on that Kung Pao chicken from P.F. Chang's, man.
Stop.
Like, my leftover lunch today is going to be good.
God. You open up the fridge expecting to see that styrofoam little container. Oh! And it's missing, man. It's missing. you feel like doing an Amber Alert.
Or
it's
even
gone.
Worse, even worse, if you have the container in there and you open it up and the food's gone. Like somebody took the time to take the container out, eat it, and put the container back in. That's happened before as
You're
well.
Like, that had my name on it,
That's
even.
That's the total middle finger of food stealing.
Yeah, Jeff, and we used to have a dude on the show named Haas went out one night. And they both came back to the radio station late.
In a taxi, no less, because I had keys. You know, I left my keys with the valet, so I had an extra house key here at the station. So we both run upstairs. I get my key, and the time it takes me to go into my office and get the key that I had, you know, hidden there and get back down to the cab, he had gone into the fridge and seriously made the most delicious smelling plate of something out of five different people's leftovers.
Gross.
And now it's 3 in the morning, and they've been drinking all night. So sober, it probably didn't taste good. But come Monday morning, there are five people from this radio station that open up the fridge to get their P.F. Chang's or their Chili's or whatever, and five of them gone. Gone.
Yeah, if I had...
Nasty.
Yeah, if I had a second fork, I would have tried it.
All right, Abby's case just a little bit different here. Hey, Abby.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the voice disguiser.
Hi, a little different than P.F. Chang's, but...
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
One woman's breast milk is somebody else's P.F. Chang's.
I'll tell you what's going on. So I had a baby about 5 months ago, went back to work, and I'm still breastfeeding, you know, do it for about a year. And you guys know what a breast pump is, pumping, you know, during the day I'm not at home, so I need to pump milk for my baby when I get home after work. And I bring a little black insulated kind of lunchbox looking bag to work each day with the bottles, and I fill it up during the day as I pump. And you have to have it refrigerated, and there's a refrigerator in the lunchroom. So I, you know, I do my pumping in my office, and I put it in the little bottles in the fridge at work. So, you know, like any lunchroom, everyone's got their lunch boxes in the fridge, and I never would think that someone would go into mine at my workplace unless they opened it by accident or something like that. So one day I was walking by my lunchroom on my way to my office, and I saw this older guy who I work with. Maybe he's in a different office than me, but we share the same lunchroom. opening up my little black satchel in the fridge. I thought nothing of it. I thought he probably thought it was his, and I kept walking by. And then after that, every time I would go in there to fill up the bag with fresh milk, I don't know if I was crazy, but I started thinking there was less milk in each bottle. Just, you know, you only squeeze out a little bit at a time. It's a lot of work. But I just had this feeling that there was just a little bit less. So last week, I grabbed my lunch that I also keep in the fridge near my black breast milk bag, and I sat down at my desk, and I had this weird feeling that I thought about it, like, did I just see my black breast milk bag in the fridge? And I was thinking, I don't think I saw it. So I ran back into the lunchroom, and I double-checked. The cooler, the black bag was in there, but it was moved, or I thought. It was moved to a different, you know, a shelf in the fridge. I always put it on the same place every day. So I started throughout last week to keep exact track of the milk in each of the little bottles, you know, by the ounce, like exactly. I knew exactly where it was. Okay, someone is taking the milk out of those little bottles. They're not there. But there's a little less every day. Throughout the day in each of the little bottles. And I may be insane, but I'm not sure if it's him. He's kind of a creepy dude. He doesn't really, you know, he doesn't really talk to anybody. He kind of does his thing. And I don't know if this is a fetish or if he knows it's breast milk or what he thinks it is, if it's him. I'm completely grossed out because I'm giving this to my baby at the end of the day.
Is it pretty clear that, I'm trying to think of the container, is it pretty clear that that's...
It's a bottle.
Okay, so it is
a
bottle.
Well, even if it's not...
baby bottle. Yes. That's what it looks like.
It's a baby bottle. Okay.
But they're in the bag. So he obviously had opened it one time by accident, or somebody did, and thought, I don't know what they thought. And what do I... This is weird. Do I buy my own refrigerator? Put it in my office? Am I crazy?
There was a guy here years ago who actually had this wooden box with a lock on it.
Yeah.
And he'd put his stuff in there and lock it up so that nobody would take it because, it's obviously a consistent problem throughout... You know, companies where people do that. But, I mean, if it's a bottle and he's having to go into a container to grab it, it's unlike it being in some kind of other container sitting in the door where people think, oh, it's milk. I'll just put it in my coffee real quick. but he's having to go dig for this.
Is there a way to, like, politically correctly, like, send out some kind of mass email?
Hey, please don't drink my breast milk.
I just want to let everybody in the office know what's in that, you know, that satchel is breast milk.
Who would know that? It's in baby bottles.
I mean, everybody knows, but you're still, I mean, you're making it known that you know somebody else is jacking with your breast milk.
You go to Best Buy today.
There's a note on our refrigerator that said, you know, like a posting, because people have done, like, your, what you guys are talking about, eating each other's food, saying, you know, be respectful of each other's lunches in here. And so we're aware, you know, it's a big office and we share the space. There's
a weird, creepy dude in your office. You go to Best Buy today and you spend $150 on one of those dorm fridges that we all had in college, and you put it under the corner of your desk in your office, and you put a plant on top of it, and you put your boob milk in there, and that's it.
I do think you should send the email out, though, Bert, going back to Bert's suggestion, because that way everybody else is called out on it. Like, you talk about how that's it, like, nasty. Everybody else in the office realizes somebody's stealing breast milk out of this black container in the fridge, so everybody's in the break room looking for somebody to do that.
Yeah, he'll never be able to go in there ever again and put his hands on that, because everybody is going to know.
Because you're fascinated by that. If they said that in this office, we would all be camped out.
Oh, yeah.
Watching for the person.
Oh. Hey, do you have...
do you think he's just going in there and, like, sniffing it?
Oh, she says it's missing.
Yeah. And then, like, taking a little sip.
You know what? He's doing like Katie does with wine, okay? He's swirling and he's finishing.
He's finishing it. He's like, God.
Putting it in a cup and twirling it around and around so it can breathe.
Do you think he brings a fine cheese with him?
No, he makes the cheese out of the breast milk.
No, Jeff, he puts it in his Lucky Charms, okay?
No way, Oreos. You dip it in the Oreos?
And then it turns the color of the Oreo.
Hey, Robert, good morning.
I have to work with this guy.
Good morning.
I see him. I think that he's drunk my breast milk, and
I'm gross. Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Yes, we were having an issue similar to this. Well, it wasn't breast milk. It was our beer. Mm-hmm. And
beer,
your breast gives beer. That is amazing.
We have we live out in the country, and we have a refrigerator outside. We keep cases of beer in, so during the summertime we sit around and drink beer. Well, we locked the refrigerator. They'd break the lock, they'd steal the beer. We'd put a chain around it, they'd cut it, steal the beer. So we decided that we would refill the beers with leftover beer.
Oh, you're
urinated in the bottles?
Yes, ma'am. Filled up three cases of bottles, recapped them, put on stole them one Saturday night.
Yep.
And they do not steal our beer anymore.
So they knew exactly what they were drinking.
Oh, well, I don't know if they knew it or not, but I'm sure that first big gulp.
Didn't we have somebody in this office do something like that?
A friend of mine, when I worked at Turner, did that, where she had orange juice, and she was more offended by the fact that they would take her orange juice every morning and drink half of it and put it back in the fridge instead of just taking the whole thing. She's like, why are you drinking it and think I'm going to finish it off? And she did that. She went in the bathroom and filled it back up and sealed it, and they took it the next day.
With his toaster waffle.
Yeah, but he didn't say exactly what he did, right? Didn't he just put out it. He put out like a memo saying, I just want to let you know if you stole my pizza or whatever.
It was
his
pancakes.
Something to it. I'm just not going to tell you what it was.
He spit in it? I thought he farted on it.
No, he didn't say. He never said what he did.
He told us privately after the fact.
He did.
He spit in it.
I thought he unwrapped it and farted on it, but either one.
I thought he did the old pluck and drop.
Oh.
I did.
That's so even gross. Worse.
He probably didn't do anything, but I love the theory.
Right?
Yes.
Hey, Beth, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
No, I'm actually breastfeeding my baby now, but I was going to tell the caller that the milk will stay fresh for like up to 10 hours without refrigeration, so if I were her, I wouldn't even put it in there.
I just get weird about that. I don't know. I want to keep it as cold. I don't want any possibility of anything weird happening to it.
Well, something weird's happening to it.
Yeah, something's weird happening to it right now.
It's going down a dude's throat.
Ew. Tasty.
Hey, Jen, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't wonder that there is somebody at the office that might be offended by her leaving breast milk in the fridge.
Well, tough.
Why would they be offended by that? And if they're so offended by that, why would they touch it?
I don't know, but, you know, they might be bothered by it enough that they're either, you know, just wanting to aggravate her or, you know, get rid of it.
Yeah, who knows if he's drinking it. Maybe he's just, like, slowly pouring it out.
Well, that's just dumb. Still,
let's go with that rather than drinking.
Yeah, that's a dumb, meticulous thing to do. Oh, I'll get her. I'll just a few drops at a time. She'll get the point.
Yeah. I know what I'll do is I'll make her think she's drying up. She's going to be a withered cow of a woman by the time I'm done with her.
Hey, Carrie, go ahead. You're part of the virtue.
Okay, I'd be so afraid to give that to my child at the end of the day. I would not be putting it in that fridge anymore. It's probably tainted.
Yeah, I think you got to just go out and get the cooler and don't even worry about the rest of this.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not drinking it. Maybe he's just dipping his no-no parts in it.
Oh, God.
What is the matter
with
you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, anything's possible.
Go out and get the cooler. Okay.
I would tell your HR department about it, too, because they could get just enough interested to maybe put a camera above that fridge.
I would love that.
Wouldn't you want to know?
That would be my CTV right there.
Yeah, put a little nanny cam on the counter. Do it.
Or at least buy the guy a little Nesquik.
Yeah, this is really on you, not him. Ew. Why don't you make it more comfortable
chocolate
for
strawberry.
Him?
Yeah, exactly.
Strawberry, all right, Abby, we got to run.
Chocolates, I mean, you can get that anywhere, but strawberry breast milk, that is a delicacy.
Save that.
All of it.
Save all of it. Yes!
The Bird Show.
Wendy, what's going on?
Not much. Well, I have a new group of friends in my life and a great group of girlfriends especially. And I don't know if it's really an issue, if it's just funny, or maybe I can maybe help her get off of doing this habit. But it became prevalent over the weekend that every time me or one of my other girlfriends thought a guy was cute, this one friend would call dibs.
What?
Would call dibs on the guy that we thought was cute.
Wait, and this happened more than one time?
Yes.
You have to explain what dibs are, because dibs don't happen in a guy's world.
Like, call dibs. Like, call, like, that would be my guy. Like, I like that guy.
Back off.
As soon as you walk in, you see a good-looking guy, you can... He's yours.
And all the girlfriends.
You're staking claim.
It's not just saying, I call dibs. Like, you could say, that guy is really hot, but it's really the first one to the punch. It's like, okay, you got to give them the first chance.
It's like putting a flag in the new planet.
Exactly.
Right, and you can't go after that guy.
So the first one that notices him in the girl group
and
is the one that gets...
And says something about it, like, ooh, I want to go talk to him later.
Then all hands are supposed to be off. The other girls aren't supposed to approach that guy or anything?
Yeah, right.
Really?
She's the first one to it.
She stuck her claim. So that's going to be her guy. And over the course... It's a terrible thing.
We understand drama and we know how to diffuse the drama. Okay?
So we're sitting at this patio just having a great time. And I get there first before the other girls get there. And I spotted this really hot guy walk in. And I called my friend. I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait for you guys to get here. There's this really cute boy. Y'all have to see him. He's really attractive. I'll have to talk to him later. And she gets there and she's like, oh, I know that guy from like 2 months ago. Like, he's really hot and he had a thing for me a while ago. And I was like, okay, I understand. Then that's your guy. Well, then another guy comes into the place a couple of hours later, and I'm like, well, that guy's really cute. Maybe I'll go talk to him. Oh, yeah, I know that guy. He was going to take me on a date a couple weeks, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then the next guy.
Three guys in one night.
And then the last guy, I'm like, that guy's really attractive, and I started talking to him. Well, then she ends up talking to him later on at the end of the night.
So she didn't respect your dibs?
No. Whatever.
Really? No.
Disrespected my dibs.
You know what you need to do when you pull up to like East Andrews before you walk in? You just need to say, every guy in this place is hot. That way, every guy is yours.
I'm about to say every guy is not hot, just so I can like call my own dibs. But I don't really know how to stop the problem. I don't even know if it is an issue. I just think it's kind of funny and quirky. But in one night, and then on
she
Tuesday
has a name,
night,
you know, in a lot of groups of friends. She's the attention hound. She's the one that like always has to like go get the attention from the guys. She can't just sit back and let you get attention.
And how do I deal with that?
I don't know.
This is a subject I've got zero experience in. This is such a typically a girl thing here. How do dudes handle it? We get in the bar. We see a hottie. I may point her out to you, but if you go first, you go first.
Yeah, there's no such thing as dibs.
Whoever makes the approach makes the approach,
Because it's generally the girl's selection. It's the girl who picks what guy she wants. Like, as much as a guy could say, yeah, I want that girl, if she's not into you,
Because it's almost like, it's like when a girl calls dibs and say, okay, so Bert, all of us are hanging out and Melissa's called dibs on you. Well, if you come over and start talking to us and say you're flirting it up with Wendy,
mm-hmm.
and Wendy's kind of digging you too, but Melissa already called dibs, yeah. it's almost like this disloyalty to her friend for her to flirt with you. Even though you don't know Melissa or Wendy, none of y'all have ever met before. So it's kind of confusing for guys because Wendy could be into you, but because Melissa called dibs, she's not going to go there.
See, now, right? In the guy world, here's how it's a little bit different. That if she's showing attraction to somebody else in the group, it's the dude's responsibility to back off and let the other guy get what he can.
Right. Yeah.
But in girl world, that causes a whole bunch of drama.
Right.
That's why you just have to let it go.
So, you know, in girl world, everything is a whole bunch of drama.
I mean, I really don't try to cause a lot of drama in my life. But that's like, if that's one thing you have to steer clear of, or there'll be a big old girl fight.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, and it's not fair that this girl's calling more than one dibs. Because you can't do that more than once in a night.
You can't? You have to?
No.
That's like, so you got like one card.
Then,
one dibs card?
Yeah. It's like a little kid on the playground playing with all the toys. Like, all of these are mine.
Right?
You know, you can't do that. You can pick your one
just
toy
one.
And say that's going to be mine for the day to play, but you can't say all of these toys are mine.
Right.
You got to share.
Please. I mean, they're attractive guys.
Good morning, Christy. You're on Q100.
Hi. How are you doing?
Okay. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I just wanted to say that is so true. And Bert, it's so funny that like you don't have any idea about that department, because it's true. I mean, we have a friend in our group who's just like that. She kind of has to call dibs on every guy.
See, no.
And
only once.
And it's like so stupid, because the thing is, it's all her imagination.
Y'all...
And she thinks that every guy likes her. So she's like we see a cute guy or something, and we're like, oh, you know, I think I kind of... And she's like, oh, yeah, well, he likes me. He texts me all the time and blah, blah, blah.
What?
And she does that about every guy. So it's like, if she puts dibs on every guy, then it's like we're left with nothing. Because we respect her dibs, you know?
So let me get this straight. So, Christy, you're at a bar, and you call dibs on some dude. You're halfway through the night. If he never approaches you, but he approaches Wendy,
mm-hmm.
it's Wendy's responsibility to back off so you can have a shot at the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I like the guy, okay, and...
She's trying to find an explanation.
But he approaches Wendy, basically... Wendy has to back down because I claim that I like him first.
So it's hands off. So it's hands off no matter what. Once somebody claims, that's stupid.
Well, and then the only time that it's going to change is if Wendy and her had to talk about it like the next day.
Right.
Like, hey, I know you said you like this guy, but you guys haven't seen each other in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want you to know, I think he was interested in me. He was asking for my phone number.
Exactly.
I think he's really cool. Would it be cool with you if I go out with him?
You got to get permission.
I have to be an adult and be like, okay, you know, it's kind of stupid. And,
right.
You know, he doesn't like me.
Then she's got to back down from her dibs.
Then this is off. Then it's like completely off. Then it's Wendy's dibs.
Y'all are so complicated. So you have to get the green light from your friend to date a guy that she's never even dated or may not even have his phone number.
Yes.
What?
It causes the whole scene.
Yeah.
It's
drama.
The terms that you guys, you complicate games. You know, like if you're in a competition, you have games. There's all these rules to y'all's games. So this is a game, and this is the rules to our
game. But the rules in the games make sense.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. You have a rule that essentially says if a guy likes a girl and the girl likes the guy, they can't talk to each other because another girl likes the guy.
How does that rule?
That's how it goes.
You get permission.
It starts very early in like middle school.
Yeah.
But how does that rule make any sense?
Through.
It helps
keep the peace between the women.
Here's where I think it all boils down to, Jeff. Like in a guy's circle, yes, priority number one is for us to get physical with a girl, but if we can't, then slightly underneath that, there's an appreciation for at least our boy is getting some.
Right.
So we're willing to back off and just so our friends can get a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas y'all are totally different. You're like, this is mine. Mine, and I'd rather you be alone than you take any guy that I have any kind of interest in.
So at any given bar
at
any given bar at night,
mm-hmm.
there is a guy. Let's say he's Bert. He's single Bert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which he is for a few weeks anyways.
Hey, what's up?
So he's single Bert, and he's out at the bar, and he sees, and the three of you are standing there, and he looks over and he sees Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And the magic happens. mm-hmm. like it does every day during the 5:30 news. You know, the sparkles are, you know, whatever. And he comes over and he works it hard from 5:30 to 10 o'clock at that bar. He is working Melissa, but nothing happens and he just can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably because when Bert walked in, Wendy leaned over to Melissa and went, wow, look at that guy. I like him. And no matter what he does, mm-hmm. Melissa will not cross that boundary.
Right. Especially if they're really good friends.
Mm-hmm. That's such especially, like, the crap, close, and it makes no sense.
It's checked
well, it's,
up.
I mean, it's more of an emotional thing, like attention, where we're trying to help our friend. We're trying to help our friend. If she likes the guy, then we're going to do everything we can to help her get the attention from this guy.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Or you're not.
Push to talk, Stephanie.
Sierra, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
It is so true. And see, when I go out with my girlfriends, instead of calling dibs, I just keep it to myself. If I see a guy that I like, I just don't think that's the reason I go after him when nobody's paying.
But what if your friend says something about a dude that you think's hot?
I won't go after him.
You won't. Mm-hmm. You back out.
No. Yeah.
It's rude.
Yep. It's rude and drama. Really? And it's unnecessary drama.
How can all of us, all the sexes, be in the same place at the same time and see a scene so differently and have such different rules?
Mm-hmm. God's little joke.
It is. I don't think
but
it's so funny.
I do think, like, with Wendy's concern with her friend, I do think that there's rules on calling dibs.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, that is crap that she's calling it on every single cute guy that comes around you guys or that's hanging by the pool or whatever. Yeah. Like, you can really only use that once. And then, if that's the guy you're going to call dibs on, you're going to see him a whole bunch, you got to stick with it. Like, you can't switch it up on the dibs.
Right.
You know, if you're a dude and you're smart, you walk into a bar with, like, a shirt that says dibless. Or you're not allowed to dib me. Don't call dibs on this.
But the dibs aren't spoken. Like, you can't do that because the dib is an unspoken rule. So
but say we're like all going out and we're all going to be in mixed groups or whatever, and I call dibs on Jeff. Like the next time we all hang out in the same group, I can't call dibs on then Bert dibs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's got to stick to the same one.
Does the dibs?
Don't call dibs on me. It's not fair to the other women of the world.
Does dibs last forever? So if you call dibs on Jeff, nothing happens to you when you're at East Andrews. But then a couple of weeks later, you see him at Five Paces.
Mm-hmm. Unless you have a conversation with him. Unless
so you've got lifetime dibs?
Lifetime dibs on Jeff, unless Melissa comes to me and says, listen,
lifetime?
I know you've liked him for a while, but nothing's really happening with you guys, and he's totally macking on me, and I want to go out with him.
Dude, lifetime dibs.
Yeah.
Jacked up.
Yeah.
You guys are ruining the reproductive process.
We're doing what?
Ruining the reproductive process.
That's funny. Hey, Nancy, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, I was telling her that sometimes I listen to y'all and I think, I'm too old. I'm going to go to the oldie station and I always come back. But this is like an ongoing thing because men play team sports. So if the girl doesn't like you, you're taking one for the team. But a girl, if you take her dibs, we're competitive and you're saying, I'm hotter than you, till you go have a conversation and you reassure your friend she's still hot. He's just dumb or whatever. And then, because for a girl, whether you ever met, and I'm old. I'm 41, and this is this is a forever thing. I mean, my mom and her friends probably have this role from my neighbors. You're like saying you're hotter than that girl. Because girls don't take one for the team.
And that's really what the bottom line is that you have to be perceived as the hottest girl in the group?
No, you don't want to be perceived as that.
If you go and take her dip, you are saying you are the hottest in the unspoken girl world.
Good God.
Yeah, it's very complicated.
A guy is just glad that his boy, his teammate, he's taking one for the team. He's letting the second stringer...
See, and when we take a backseat to the dibs, then we're being a team player on the girl team.
We're helping our girl.
Right.
But wouldn't you be helping your girl? Like, wouldn't Wendy be helping Melissa and Bert had that situation existed? So by seeing it that night and just going up to Melissa and going, hey, you got to get into him. He's the guy I said that was hot earlier. Isn't that helping your girl?
Well, no. If a girl says dibs on a guy, she, I mean, because you think that we just walk into a bar and say, "Oh, dibs." I mean, you got. I mean, you really.
You better take it seriously if you only get one. What allegedly only
I
get
mean,
one?
Women are giving dibs on a guy. She really likes this dude, or she really thinks he's hot.
Well,
so,
it's a lifetime commitment, so you have to.
So saying dibs, you're being sarcastic, but whatever. So saying dibs. So well, saying dibs is asking for your friend's help
for all eternity.
So there's
it's
also
like a Mormon wedding.
So it's not just it's like I got dibs on this guy, but there's this unspoken okay. The girls know okay. We're going to help her get
right.
him.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, one of my boyfriend's friends right now has been flirting with a friend of mine for like a year. They've never hooked up, whatever. They both, whatever, been in different situations, whatever. None of my other single friends would ever go after this guy.
Right.
Because,
nutty.
Right. She's no, it's been not. Talking about how they've been flirting for like a
is
year.
Is there some sort of dibs disclosure?
Nutty.
I,
nope.
I would
Nobody
like to know
even go near
who
it.
Has dibs on me.
Even Jessica doesn't want dibs on you. Probably not.
Here, Bird Show.